Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Oil has rebounded several dollars in price on dollar worries, concerns over conflicts worldwide, as well as a hurricane, tropical storm preparing to slam into Florida and key refineries in Mississippi. A year later, Fed faces growing financial storm. This is from CNBC. Merrill Lynch to face legal action for securities sale. They've also moved tens of billions of dollars into a British banking group to avoid billions in taxes. Massive developments on the Russian front dealing with the Caucasus. Peacekeepers to stay in Georgia. That's how the media is spinning it, when all the Russians are planning to do is to leave their original peacekeeping force, slightly augmented, in Ossetia and Abkhazia. Peacekeepers to stay in Georgia, but it's being spun by the Western media that they have broken the ceasefire and are refusing to pull back. If they pull back, Georgian forces will again pour into the areas they've already attempted, somewhat successfully, to ethnically cleanse, going door-to-door, murdering men, women, and children in the two breakaway republics that have been part of Russia for more than 1,000 years. Continuing, U.S. Gates scoffs at Russia's warnings to Poland over the missile shield and satellite bases they're handing over, as well as the Ukraine. Pentagon Chief Robert Gates dismisses as empty rhetoric Sunday Russian warnings that Moscow would target Poland for a possible military strike because Warsaw agreed to host part of the U.S. missile shield. Pakistani dictator, who's been caught in two staged elections, Musharraf, resigns as president. We'll try to break down that big development that just came in the last few hours. Pakistan's president has resigned to avoid impeachment charges, he told the nation during a televised speech. So, see, more happens in a month, in some cases in history, than happens in the previous decade. The psycho Lenin had a good way of saying it, that sometimes in a week more happens than in 100 years, was basically the paraphrase. And notice how so much is happening with the economy and with militaries and with global balance of power. The tumblers are slipping into place all over the place. This is an amazing time to be alive. Policymakers call this a fluid situation. Normally, the societal and global and regional and imperial sociological structures are very rigid in a status quo. But during these periods of radical change, the situation liquefies and is more pliable. That means good men and women. That means people that know the truth about government-sponsored terror and world government, the New World Order, and its crimes. We have a great opportunity now, like never before, to have our voices heard and to shape the future. And the New World Order knows that. They've had to bring in chaos. They've had to liquefy and take out the rigidity of the global structure, which is very dangerous for them. But as political alchemists, they have to do this to then bring in a greater crisis so they can offer the solution, world government, as Zbigniew Brzezinski is doing in Time magazine today. You know, how to deal with Russia, basically a strong global government, bringing them into the family of nations, but only after they're militarily encircled. You see, they have liquefied the political situation, and they want to reform the world in their image, under their grip. We need to go in and challenge them at every level by discrediting them, exposing them, showing up their lies. And we're doing it on the London bombing, on 9/11, on the Iraq invasion, with Iran, on what happened in Russia. They're being caught with their pants down, as it is said. So very important information today. We're going to go over all the financial news, what's happening in the Caucasus, what's happening with Iran, a lot of key police state news as well. Just very important broadcast and some special guests. We'll tell you about a little bit later in the show. We're also going to have wide open phones today at 1-800-259-9231.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less. Meet online with WebEx for as little as $59 a month, about the price of a tank of gas. You can host unlimited meetings every month from your desktop. WebEx from Cisco, used by more than 7 million people every month. Give it a try, free, and qualify for a free webcam. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code REWARD. WEBEX.com. Promo code REWARD. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
On the economic front, big things are happening. You don't need me to tell you that, but we'll get into the specifics and take your phone calls on the economic, military, and societal fronts. 1-800-259-9231. Wide open phones today throughout the full 4 hours, and we have some special guests popping in near the end of the show today. You see, they know the average person is living hand to mouth. The average person worldwide, not just in the West, is thinking about the news in a perspective of day to day. And so they can come out and say, oh, look, oil is dropping, commodities are dropping, the economy's doing great. Meanwhile, we have record bankruptcies, record defaults, homes going into receivership, being repossessed. That's up 55% just in the last quarter. They're now admitting that even with their cooked inflation numbers, that it's double what the Fed had projected at around 6%. It's more like 15, raging unabated. All the market fundamentals say that our economy is in deep, deep recession, bordering in the future on depression. And we've talked a lot about that here, and almost every major financial expert we've talked to, including Nobel Prize winners in economics, have agreed. But the corporate-controlled press basically will give you bad financial news for a month, then give you good financial news for a month, and say, this is the end. We're coming out of it. Everything is wonderful, when all of the fundamentals show a worsening economic trend. And then what does the Federal Reserve, the private banking structure that owns and controls this nation through fraud, what is their answer? more issuance of currency, more issuance of liquidity to themselves while they tighten up on credit to the general population. And they may have interest rates down at 3%, but real interest rates are going up to 10%. A lot of people are paying 25%+, and that's compounded on credit cards. How long can they keep this facade going? You know, they report that the crash happened in October of 1929, but it really took about a year of the stock market going up and down on the same roller coaster we're seeing now before it finally settled in at the lows that it stayed at for the next few years. And if you look at the market fundamentals and the economic fundamentals and the ratios of debt with private citizens and corporations and governments, local governments, county governments, city governments, state governments, it's at all-time record debt. Meanwhile, they've been taking almost all the tax money at water districts, school districts, cities, counties, states, and putting it into private funds, private investment funds, overseas, offshore. They've shored up their assets while leaving us with the bill. A year later, Fed faces growing financial storm. When Federal Reserve officials gathered for their annual Jackson Hole conference last August, Bear Stearns shares were trading at well over $100 apiece. The benchmark federal funds rate was 5.25%, more than double where it stands now, and oil cost $70 a barrel. 12 months later, Bear Stearns is gone, as is about $400 billion from banks. They've put out $400 billion in a single month before. It's well more than that. Ballot sheets. Legendary old oilman T. Boone Pickens thinks the days of oil under $100 a barrel may be gone too. Looking back at 2007, conference provides some cringing moments, cringe-inducing moments. In a speech at the Wyoming Mountain Resort, Fed Chairman Bernanke declared that the central bank was ready to act to shield the economy from the credit crisis but would not save investors who'd made bad choices. It is not the responsibility of the Federal Reserve, nor would it be appropriate to protect lenders and investors from the consequences of their financial decisions. But he's done that for the banks, not the investors. But said at the time, words that now sound ironic in light of the Fed's role in rescuing Bear Stearns from bankruptcy in March. Now Bernanke is hoping the Fed won't have to act again. And it goes on from there. The Fed hopes it won't have to act again. They are destroying the dollar. All the fundamentals of issuing more liquidity, more currency, helicopter bin is only going to kill the dollar. And they can try to pump it up by saber rattling and global grandstanding to scare the world back into supporting the dollar. But what they give the dollar in support with one hand, they take away with the other. And so much of what we're seeing now was reported on 3 years ago by the Financial Times of London, the true financial paper of record. And they stated there that the elite are going to bring the world into a global recessionary slash inflationary depression. And that the only point up for discussion and the only debate is whether the elite, the true financial powers, not the guy who lives in a $1 million house down the road from you who you think is rich, but the true billionaires, those that leverage and control trillions, will be whether the global elite can survive an economic implosion and consolidation that they started in motion. That is the only real discussion here. Will they be able to create this black hole of economic implosion and consolidate the power and then maintain it? Or are the economic dominoes that they have set in motion so disastrous that it will bring down their own financial system? And so we stand here watching the controlled corporate press trying to spin things, telling us that the light is at the end of the tunnel, that everything's going to be okay, that America is back on her feet. Meanwhile, more and more layoffs, more and more factories shut down, more and more families go bankrupt, more and more homes are repossessed. More and more companies downsize. People take massive pay cuts if they're lucky enough to even have a job or yuppies with 2 or 3 degrees to their names, who have hundreds of thousands of dollars in college loans that they'll never be able to pay back, are working at the grocery store in the morning and at the video game rental shop in the evening. And the government and the state and the social engineers, the social architects, get what they want. And what is it that they so dearly desire? To destroy families, to destroy the middle class, to wreck free market systems. And that's exactly what they're doing. As the Associated Press reported last week, Walmart, in the midst of every other major sector of the economy and every other grouping of retailers, I mean, hundreds of major retailing chains, specialty stores going bankrupt in the last few months, hundreds and hundreds, and Walmart post a 17% profit in the last quarter. That's the black hole. That's an example of this predatory system where they have unlimited slave labor, no environmental standards, no workers' comp, no insurance, no Social Security to pay. It was not free trade. It was not fair trade. It was predatory slave labor being used to criminally destroy the free market. These are monopoly men. That's how they get their power. That's how they get their control. They destroy any chance you have through neo-mercantilism of having an independent, strong, vibrant nation. They train you that going into debt is a good thing, that going into debt, they told you in 1,000-plus TV programs and financial publications tens of thousands of times that it was great to live off of interest on your house, to live off of increasing values in your home in the last decade in the real estate bubble. They advertised that it would never end, and they used that to trick the gullible population into getting into deeper debt so that they could fully implode this economy. But they've done such a good job of it that it threatens to completely implode too quickly. And as the Financial Times of London said many times with their top analyst, the elite want a slow slide, a slow, deliberate destruction of the standard of living. I mean, how many UN documents have I read on air? How many times have I heard driving home from work on NPR them bragging about, oh, global warming and the new global tax and the new global carbon trading systems. This will teach Europeans and Americans not to live too well, not to have too high a standard of living. It is feudalism. It is serfdom. And they planned to have a slow slide into feudalism, into serfdom, into peon systems of control, where you don't have any money to fight back or defend yourself in court or any money to private school or homeschool your children. So both of you have got to work to death to pay those bills. But now they've done such a good job of destroying the economy that it's unraveling too fast for them, and they are losing control. It has always been the social architect's goal to create monopolies and destroy all competition to their monopoly of power. Because it isn't just a monopoly over manufacturing or computing or spying or force. It is a monopoly of the mind. They want a dumbed-down, servile population. To paraphrase the words of Bertrand Russell, a ruling elite that is so brainwashed and dumbed down and confused and semantically destroyed the language to where a revolt by the middle class and a revolt by the working class would be as ridiculous as a revolt by sheep against the practice of eating mutton, which is baby sheep. The practice of eating mutton. That's what they think of us. That's what the social engineers have done. And now the predatory, parasitic economy is expanding at record rates. Only by recognizing who has engineered this, only by recognizing who has laid this trap, only by exposing and discrediting the New World Order and all of their, quote, solutions, which will just bring us under more of their control, can we reverse this. When we come back, I'm going to break down the mindset of the New World Order. They're going to get more into the economy. Take your phone calls. Going to do huge developments with Russia.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 18, 2008, gold opened at $792.10. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $816.10, $402.25 for half ounce, and $201.03 for quarter ounce. That's $816.10, $402.25, and $201.03.
On June 4, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government at interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to the Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protect to Complete Fuel System and Engine Treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system cleaned. Protect to cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tankful and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a protective fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free at $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The social planners that control both parties 100% of every major nation, except for a handful of rogue countries, want neo-feudalism. That's what the Club of Rome states. It is made up of former American presidents, British, European royalty, the Rothschilds and Rockefellers. It's all stated. It's all covered in my film, Endgame. Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And they say just thousands of times in these reports that they are going to bring us to subsistence level. They are going to have a social welfare, quote, net that is there to euthanize us, sterilize us, that is there to kill us, there to carry out their chemical and biological, radiological attacks upon us in a controlled environment to forcibly cull. This is a control freak wonderland. And if you go to the major universities, that's all that's taught. We're evil pigs. We've got too much. We've had too high a standard of living at the rest of the world's expense. And they sell the third world on that. No. The third world is not going to be allowed to live better. And then we're going to be lowered down to their level. And that is what Barack Obama saying, we're not going to get as much food as we had, and we're not going to be able to drive cars like we were, and we're going to have to live in these compact cities and be highly controlled. And we hear the exact same things out of Gordon Brown and England, and we hear it from the Japanese president. This is what they're pushing. And they mean to set it up. They mean to do it. They mean to flood the market with cheap goods, buy up their competition, blow out their competition, use regulators to shut down the family farms and ranches with the animal ID, the premises ID, to shut down the small meat packers. They've already shut down almost all of them, to shut down the small refineries. Everything is about consolidation so that they can have their way with us unabated. And if you study the ancient Romans and the Babylonians and every other major culture, the Druids, they all had stylized human sacrifice in the gladiatorial events, in the Aztec and Mayan kingdoms in Mesoamerica. We've talked about it so much. Emperors always went crazy when societies became decadent and corrupt and began publicly murdering whoever they wanted, engaging in all sorts of bloody, bizarre rituals, because 1% of the population, and this has scientifically been studied and proven, around 1%. They're now finding, because of the U.S. sick culture and media, that they're creating artificial psychopaths. So the number's a little bit higher here in the U.S. and a few other nations. But on average, about 1 out of 100, about 1 out of 20 is a sociopath, doesn't care about you. But 1 out of 100 is a psychopath and enjoys killing and stealing and murdering. And whereas it sounds like absolute abject horror for you or I to want to grab some woman off the street, take her to some shack or some basement, torture her for 6 weeks, rape her, and then kill her, that is beautiful to the psychopath. But who gets busted? The low-level psychopath who's always in love with themselves and on an insane power trip and has these dark visions while they're killing and torturing, the only time they feel alive. They are the unintelligent or the uncoordinated or what psychiatry calls the uncontrolled psychopath. And sometimes you'll have a somewhat controlled psychopath who may kill 10, 20, 30, 40 people before they finally get sloppy. They may kill one person every 6 months for a decade, and then they get more sloppy and it's one person every month, and then two people a week, and then they start driving around drunk with machetes and just hacking people up on the side of the road, and then they finally get caught. And they tend to come across as being truthful. They tend to come off as charismatic. They're in love with themselves. They believe what they're doing is good. It's like Ted Bundy had the judge liking him in his murder trial. Ever seen the film footage of that? With the judge saying, young man, I'd like to know you. I'd like, you know, to have you as a son-in-law if you hadn't turned to evil. I mean, that's how he tricked that judge, because that judge was judging him by his mindset that he was somebody who just went bad and was loving the compliments and everything that Ted Bundy was giving him. See, that's the public buying into Republican, buying into Democrat, buying into these psychopaths. So I'm going to come back, finish up with this, get more into the economy, and then your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. Because I want to break down how they're building the world. I mean, I've mentioned this, but I want to go into more detail. How they're building the whole planet as a wonderland, an amusement park for psychopaths, control freaks, scum. And they're also turning the world into their environment.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey, everybody. If you're anything like me, I'll bet you like to eat. I like egg scrambles for breakfast, fresh homemade bread, delicious pastas like lasagna. I love beef stroganoff. I love chicken noodle soup. I love desserts, all kinds of entrees and soups and desserts and breakfasts. I love that stuff. Now, food prices are skyrocketing just like gasoline prices. I mean, the gasoline prices have gone insanely high, probably going to go higher. Grocery prices are right on their heels. How are people going to be able to afford to eat? Well, I found a way to buy really incredible foods like I just described at half the price of last year's grocery bill. For less than half of what you spent for the same amount of food last year, I can have it delivered to your door. Let me tell you how. Go to eFoodsDirect.com right now. eFoodsDirect.com or call the toll-free number 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. Cut those food costs now.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down. And the eyes in his head see the world spinning round.
The fool on the hill sees the magic, the majesty of life, and appreciates the simple things.
The man of a thousand voices talking perfectly loud,
and loves the goodness.
But nobody ever hears him, or the sound he appears.
But the dark and controlling and uncreative, they seek to dominate and enslave the good. They are threatened by the light. They seek to build prisons and armored fortresses in the midst of the common people in their village, and to erect offices and enforcers and bullies to go out and rule over the slaves. And that's basically what we face as a society. 1% of the population are psychopaths. If you're in a crowd of 1,000 people, there are 10 psychopaths among you. But psychopaths also tend to congregate, and the more intelligent types combine their forces and their strength and are controlled. And they can control their impulses for blood and destruction and raw, dark power until they get into positions where they can effectively exercise that power. And that's why with a Stalin or a Hitler or a Mao, that when they get total power and no one is opposing them in their nation, they suddenly start attacking their neighbors and overtaking them and then the next neighbor and the next neighbor. They have to have it all. And then they start killing their own internal population and stealing the wealth until it destroys the middle class, the engine of their original power, and their empire begins to implode. But the modern psychopaths are so intelligent, so controlled, that they've had sociologists and psychiatrists and anthropologists study this, behavioral psychologists, and they write papers and textbooks about how they can keep their grid in place and ensure that it doesn't collapse, and how they can head off at the pass every way that free humanity has struggled out of their iron grip in the past. And they call that the final revolution. It's been written by many historians and many philosophers going back 3,000-4,000 years up until current dates, that for kings and queens and their courts and the elites of old, no matter where they were, what color they were, what, quote, race they were, we're all the human race, we all behave similar, all behave the same over and over again. History repeats itself time and time again because people behave the same. Groups combine forces and behave the same. We behave the same in group psychology and mob psychology. And it's been said that kings and queens and elites, war is their profession. If you look at British nobility or French nobility, Japanese nobility, they didn't work. They didn't work in the fields. They didn't go to a 9-to-5 job. But they would engage in battle, in conquering, in conquest. That was their profession, in intelligence, in subterfuge, in espionage. And they have studied it for thousands of years, and every empire passes on to the next empire its combined knowledge of control. Thousands of years ago, textbooks were written by Julius Caesar and by those before him on statecraft and how to control populations and how to dumb populations down. And they could write those textbooks, write those books to the gentry, to the nobles, to the elites, to their families, to their power blocks. And laugh in those books about how the middle class and the working class and the slave class, the bond class, never understood it and never saw it coming. And it's become a religion of the elite to detest us and to hate us and to look down on us. And that contempt grows after generation for generation, where they get the good medicine, they get the good food, they get plenty of sleep. And we're the little people, the little slaves, feet shorter than them. Starving, more genetic disorders, more diseases, or so the elite thought. Then they discovered that their inbreeding and their elitism actually made them weaker and made the people stronger. So they built up even greater scientific systems of control. And now, in the name of environmentalism, they are setting up a world tax on breathing, on all mammal and all animal and all insect respiration. They are making that a crime. They are listing carbon dioxide as a poisonous chemical when it is one of the four life-giving elements, one of the four needed: water, sunlight, oxygen, and carbon dioxide. Without those, carbon-based life forms cannot live. Imagine a world government that taxes and regulates and demonizes the very air we breathe as they create a new religion. They take your religions away from you. They discredit them. They destroy them. They pull them down from within. They mock them. They set up pimps in their places to discredit them. And then they bring you a new religion, something that makes sense fundamentally, to be a good steward, to take care of the earth, to not hurt life forms around you, and to hence not hurt yourself with toxic waste and chemicals. When in reality, they are the authors of the toxic waste. They are the authors of the true crime, the vandalism of the very genetic code of the planet through the cross-species genetic creations and 1,000-plus other abominations. They are killing the earth. They are hurting the earth. They are irrevocably damaging it while telling us that we need to tax the very air we breathe. That's their own statement. They move against free speech. They move against the Internet. They try to bring back in the Fairness Doctrine. They put in their electronic fraudulent voting machines on record to be stealing elections. They militarize the police. They put in military control grids so that there is no escape from them, so that every avenue is blocked. Every avenue of escape is blocked. Soon, they believe their control grid, their invincible control grid, their invincible prison will be in place, the whole world a prison. And they, the wardens, they, the insane, running the asylum, where they can have their way with you in whatever way they see fit. Their mass crimes, more than two-thirds or 67% national average of children on psychotropic drugs that are in foster care, on an average of seven drugs. And when they're questioned in the Texas legislature of why in this state, 68% higher than the national average, why more than two-thirds of the children are on these dangerous drugs? What tests have been done? What screening's been done? How do you even know these drugs are good when the drugs show they cause suicide and medical problems, physiological problems, not just mental problems? And they're told, oh, they come from bad gene pools. No judge, no jury, no assessment. Just, oh, you're poor? We're taking you. Oh, you're crying for your mommy when you're 4 years old when we've taken you from your mommy. That's mental illness. Here, let us give you shock therapy, because we put you on Prozac and Ritalin, and you started cutting yourself and crying out for help. You've never been like that before, but now you don't like being locked in your room and fed three meager meals a day if you're lucky. Hundreds and hundreds of cases I've seen in the news, and they suppress them. There's more, where these foster parents lock children in cages and in some cases feed them one hot dog a day and two glasses of water, and they lay there. They lay there in fleas and ticks and in feces and urine and die. That's just one of the crimes. A million plus children grabbed a year. A mass extermination arm going on, wrecking their minds, poisoning them, drugging them. And by the time they're 14, 15 years old, they've been on dozens of drugs. Their minds are blown. They then put them into the state hospital for a few years, suck some more money out of the federal system that pays for bounties to do all this, and then they throw them out on the road to sit there talking to themselves, gibbering, their minds destroyed like zombies on the side of the road begging for money, panhandling, and you drive by in your SUV and laugh at them. That's only one crime of the psychopaths. But if only one out of 100 or 1% are psychopaths, but one out of, you can debate the numbers. Some sociologists, some psychologists say it's one out of 20, one out of 40. Whatever it is, there's more sociopaths than psychopaths. They will serve the dark side. They will do whatever is told, whatever is done. Just to them, life is all a competitive ladder. To stab people in the back, to cheat, to steal, to grovel, to do whatever it takes to put on the corporate garb, the clean-cut good guy in the suit. To do whatever it takes to get that power. And then there's still more who aren't sociopaths, but are rationalized, just decadent individuals who aren't even psychopaths, but are taking on some of the psychopaths' ideas. And are beginning to believe that torture of children and murder of 1,200,000 Iraqis is okay as long as they look different from us. And who, out of cowardice, who hear about the police state and hear about the checkpoints and go through the checkpoints, through cowardice, make the decision, as George Orwell said, to engage in Crime Stop, to decide it's all okay, to rationalize it's all right, to go along with it. You know, the example I like to use to illustrate what I'm talking about how good people are conned, and for what they believe is monetary gain, they're tricked like an animal, like a little fish in a pond when you drop a worm down on a hook. And you can't tell that little mindless fish, don't take the bait. But with humans, we have a chance that once we've been conned, once we've been ripped off, once we've been scammed, to pull out of the scam. But you see, more often than not, people who are being scammed, they stay in the scam. They get deeper into the scam. They habitualize and create a sick psychological fetish, or they transmute what's happening bad to them and then rationalize the situation and claim to themselves that they're really in control of it, that they're dealing with it, that everything's okay. You see this with compulsive gamblers who will bankrupt their family, lose their jobs, do everything, and then suddenly they're robbing banks. And none of it makes any sense. It's craziness. Or they're stealing from their family, or they're stealing from their job, because they can go back to the craps table. They can go back to the poker table. They can go back to the slot machines. They can go back to the roulette wheel and just try one more time, and then they're finally going to make it. Then they're going to be able to do it. Then they can go back and pay the money back, and nobody will know. Like in so many cases with embezzlement, when the individuals get caught, they say, well, I was going to pay it back. And in some cases, they even find that at first they do steal money and then pay it back. And then they do it over and over again and finally get caught. But one of the best analogies is what's been going on for the last at least 10 years. They come out of Thailand, they come out of Nigeria, they come out of these hives of scum and villainy where corruption can just run unabated. And they target the West, they target the most gullible population in the world, they target England and Europe, but the U.S. is the most gullible, Canada's gullible. People who live in the lap of luxury and have done well because of their ancestors' strength. And you get an email in your inbox, and it says, I am the Empress Tabunga. I am the Princess Tabunga. And somehow my $14 million got tied up in the bank of Djibouti. And because my $14 million got tied up in the bank of Djibouti, I need someone to just give me $4,000 because it's a small banking fee that it just got confused. This is quite normal. This has happened before. I'm just contacting you because I hear you're a person of rare taste and understanding, and it's just totally asinine. It's ridiculous for anyone that is living in the real world. But they say, you are going to get $1 million if you help me get my $14 million out. Here is my phone number. Please contact me. I am the Princess Kabungi. And I have known people, neighbors who believe this. I have had callers of the show who've called in over the years going, Alex, I just need $4,000. It's tied up in a bank in Nigeria. It's tied up in a bank in Israel. It's tied up in a bank in Thailand. And they are going to give me $1 million. Or $14 million of it as soon as I get it. I need you to have your people call this bank in Nigeria, and I'll give the $1 million, the $14 million to you. You've heard those callers here. I mean, this hoax, that's a known hoax for 10 years, I even get calls on the show about it. I get emails about it every few weeks. I've known a guy down the street one time started telling me, yeah, I'm talking to this princess, and she just needs, you know, $10,000. The scams always vary a bit. And I'm going to get, you know, $5 million. And I'm like, no. And it's from Nigeria, right? Yeah. How'd you know? And they start looking at you paranoid. Well, it's my money. That's the American people for you. Totally delusional, having no idea what's going on, ready to be raped, ready to be scammed, ready to be taken to the cleaners. And the corruption and the scams and the businesses are everywhere. The evil is all over the place. But you see, that's the psychology. Because a lot of people go ahead and send the $2,000, the $4,000, the $5,000, the $10,000. It's always different. They go ahead and send it to Nigeria. They go ahead and wire it. And, you know, they call the number. And the man goes, yes, this is Dr. Buzuki. Yes, I'm calling for the princess. Is she busy? She will call you back in 1 hour. She is with her counselor speaking to her people right now. Oh, well, tell the princess thank you. And the princess calls. We are prepared for you to talk to the princess.
Ah, yes, thank you, Mrs. Johnson. I have had a very hard time with him and the rebels, and I only heard that you were good. Oh, who did you hear I was good from? We heard from friends. Oh, thank you. Oh, Princess, oh, your Highness, I'm so honored to speak with you. Yes, well, we have heard you are good. Is the small amount coming that I need? Yes, I'm going to get it to you right now, Princess. Oh, I will give it to my associate, Dr. Abupi. Please send the money immediately. Can you wire it tomorrow? I want to thank you. You are now going to be part of my court for doing this. When I come to New York, I will see you. Oh, Princess, thank you. Oh, Princess.
And they send the $4,000, and then a month later, Princess, when do I get the money?
Well, things are tough now. They are not giving me the money. I need $5,000 more.
Oh, Princess, yes. Oh, Princess, yes. And then they give the Princess $5,000. And they start calling talk shows. Help me, Alex. I've given them $10,000 of my money, and the Princess says I'll get it as soon as I give them this. And see, they can't admit they've been conned. It's the same thing with George Bush, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, the New World Order. It's with liberals, conservatives. They can't. It's just like a Nigerian scam. It's just a little more sophisticated.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each can covers up to 4 license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order. Call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate.
Hey, Clyde.
What's up, Bonnie?
Well, I got a question about those shielded secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold.
Yeah, the sleeves that block us from stealing account numbers from the new credit cards with RFID chips. What about them?
Well, I mentioned them to our friends, and they went info on purchasing the secure sleeves.
Aw, Bonnie. If everyone starts hearing about the secure sleeve, it'll destroy our plan to steal credit card numbers at the mall with my new RFID reader.
I know, but these are our friends, Clyde. They promised not to tell anyone else.
I guess you're right. That's what friends are for, I suppose. Tell them they can get a 5-pack of secure sleeves that will fit credit cards and driver's licenses for $19.95. And Identity Stronghold also has a 3-pack of secure sleeves for passport books for $14.95.
And where do they buy them?
They can buy them online or get a mail-in order form at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com. Okay, well, what if they don't have the internet?
They can call 1-800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770.
Thanks, Clyde.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
So with the Nigerian scam, they send you an email saying you're going to get tens of millions of dollars if you make a small investment. Now you're on the hook. And instead of realizing, I'm an idiot, I'm a fool, I've been scammed, you stay in the scam. You commit to it. You tell family, no, I haven't been scammed. No, it's not a scam. I'm going to make millions. You're going to see. And I've had those callers call in and say, You know, I'm getting all these millions, Alex, and I'm going to help you as soon as I get it from this Nigerian princess or this Malaysian princess or whatever it is. It's generally, you know, just a handful of countries. And I tell them, sadly, I go, it's not real. And they go, shut up, you're bad. And then they'll be on the Internet, you know, on some Google page saying, Jones is a CIA agent. He's trying to keep me from getting the $14 million. You know, and then it just goes into schizophrenia. He says it's not real. He's a liar. I'm going to give more to the Nigerians. And I remember in college, and I only went to college for 2 years. And I'd be hanging out over at buddies' frat houses and things, never joined one, or I'd be at a party. And it was always the case when I was hanging out at you know, wealthy frat houses where I had friends, you know, that I worked out with, or UT football players, that's where it was thick as fleas. You would hear, ooh, that guy. Yeah, he didn't go into college. He's just staying here. He's real rich. He's an Astor. He's a Rockefeller. And, you know, the person would walk into a bar or a restaurant, everybody go, oh, you know, there'd be all these good-looking girls, sorority chicks. We'd be sitting there drinking beer, and they'd be like, oh, it's him. It's the Astor. And I'd go, you know, I've heard of scams where then they always need a loan because they're having a trust fund problem. They're going to pay you back. You know, does he drive a fancy car? No, he's staying with Jonathan right now. I mean, he's staying over at this apartment with somebody. You know, he's just run away from his family right now. He's upset. He's about to get $1 billion. And, you know, he just, oh, how did you know about the loan? Did you tell you? My friend Betsy, she just gave him $20,000. And I probably saw that. It's just con artist everywhere. Just scam artist everywhere. I'm a Rockefeller. But I need it. And then I was telling Burmese about this a few months ago, and he said, oh, you know, I grew up in upstate New York, but also grew up some in Long Island. And then Rob was talking about it. There's always people saying they're Astors or Rockefellers or Carnegies, and they're always blowing into the, not just with the college kids, they blow into the country clubs. And they show up in a fancy suit. You ever seen, what's that movie with Kane and the other guy? Where they're two con artists conning each other. And they're in the south of France scamming all these rich single women. I mean, just incredible. And it's the same thing. And they come in, and they've always got an incredible investment that nobody can be part of. And then always the blue-haired wannabe aristocrats, you know, who've got $10 million in the bank, they feel like it's so great that they now know a Rockefeller or a Rothschild or an Astor that they're like, they'll even tell their husbands, and there's divorces over it. I'm investing $1 million with Count Vibblebrop. I'm investing it with the Countess. There's nothing you can do to stop me. And that's all the New World Order is. They're slicker con artists. I mean, if you study how the Rothschilds got in power, it was giving loans behind the scenes. You'd have more than 10 different royal sectors of what Germania was, Germany today. It was broken up into counties. And you read the histories where the Rothschilds and other moneylenders, the king would be mad at his, local duke would be mad at his wife and would cut her off her allowance. Well, the Rothschilds would just go get her in debt and scam her and get her in a scam and then have intrigue in. Basically, that's all the New World Order is. Psychopathic henchmen and some psychos in control, a bunch of con artists, who just run around scamming us through government, scamming us through everything, and they've just taken over the world, and then all their bottom feeders are crawling all over us, and the public's dumbed down and defenseless.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.